And immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and to go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. And after he had sent the crowds away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray. When evening had come, he was there alone. But the boat was now hundreds of yards from the land, distressed by the waves, for the wind was against it. And in the watch between 3 and 6 in the morning, he came to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost." And they screamed with fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Cheer up. It is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the waters." He said, "Come." Peter stepped down from the boat, and walked on the water and went toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he yelled, saying, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand, took hold of him, and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got up into the boat, the wind ceased. Those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are truly the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. When the people of that place recognized him, they sent into all that surrounding region, and brought to him all who were sick, and they begged him that they might just touch the fringe of his garment. And all who touched it were healed.